Hi everyone, Jeff here from Gojo Media. I do in-depth and fun food reviews on YouTube. To find me, just search for Gojo Media Jeff.
If you like new stuff before anybody else, if you like to keep your finger on the pulse, if you like the future and want to be in it, keep on listening because we'll start in a minute. Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Because technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha! Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech Webcast. Ha! Ha! Tech Webcast. Let's go!
And welcome to episode 346 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on the 22nd of August 2015. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at midday Melbourne time. Please rate us on iTunes and like us at facebook.com/techwebcast. Also, be sure to follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast and download the Tech Webcast app from the iPhone App Store. Your hosts today are Brad, Belinda, Jacob, and myself, Andrew. And our very special guest is Ken Domick from YouTube channel KPD Productions TV. Be sure to check it out. Good morning, Brad. How are you?
It's good afternoon. Well, 12 p.m. here in Melbourne.
It
Andrew,
is. It's 12 minutes past 8, so you are correct, buddy. It's
12 minutes past 8.
Good afternoon, Brad.
Good afternoon, Andrew. Good afternoon. Good to have you back on the podcast, mate. You've been away for, you haven't been on for a long time.
No, it's been quite a while, Brad. I've been a very busy man working away with my little family, and Miles is starting to grow up, and it's been a busy time for me, but it's great to be back on the show today and have a chat with yourself and
definitely.
Have a talk to Ken shortly as well.
Yeah, so, definitely. Yeah. Sounds good, mate. How's your week been? Anything exciting happen?
Oh, not really, to be honest. My wife and Miles are actually away in Sydney at the moment, so they've gone up there for 4 days to catch up with one of her school yard friends, I guess. So,
okay.
I'm a man of leisure this weekend, Brad.
Okay, all right. We'll have to, sort something out. Okay, cool. All right, let's go to Jacob. Welcome, Jacob.
Hey, Brad.
How's your week been,
how's
mate?
How's your week?
I was going to ask you, how's your week been first, but my week's been okay, been good, yeah.
I've been pretty good. It's just been trying to keep the little puppy in shape.
You want to mention who we spoke to yesterday on the podcast? We did an interview with Aaron from Porn Stars Australia.
Yeah, he was pretty nice. I asked him about what he did with those Pawn Star balls they got in episode 1.
I can't remember what he said. Is he hanging him up on the wall? Is that correct?
I think he said he hung him up on a counter another building.
So please check. Please have a listen to that. There's a great interview that me and Jacob did yesterday with Aaron from Porn Stars Australia. It's a show on Foxtel on A&E. So check it out if you've got a chance. Let's go to Belinda. How's your week been?
Yeah, pretty busy. After I quit my job a week ago, I got another job. I got the job offered to me straight on the spot. So that was on Tuesday. And yeah, they interviewed me and then said they know what they like. They like to make decisions straight away. So I start next Wednesday.
Okay.
And it's more money, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's about it.
Right,
so I've been
stuff.
Pretty busy, pretty excited. Next Tuesday is my last day at my old job.
There you go, Belinda. Looking forward to leaving that job at all?
Yeah, pretty much, because it's the salary for the next one is I can make 10 times what I've made at my current job. So,
all right.
That's good.
What's that?
Can you mention what you were you're doing now?
Yeah, media sales. So I have to ring companies and sell media ads. Yeah, yeah. So apparently there's big money in that. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so I was lucky. I didn't think I was going to get it, but yeah, I was lucky to get that straight away.
All right. Good luck, Belinda. Yeah. Good, let us know how you go next week on the podcast.
Yeah, definitely. I was thinking of moving to Brisbane, then I was like, nah. Then I have to rearrange, then I have to sell everything, and it's too much hassle. Yeah, and I just don't have the money as well. So.
They're right.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Might give Melbourne a second chance.
Good luck. Good luck. Melbourne's a great place to live in.
Yeah.
Let's go to Ken Domick. Welcome, Ken. How's your week been, mate?
It's been awesome.
It's been awesome? Anything exciting happen? Can you mention?
It's been absolutely fantastic with all the food reviews and stuff that I have to get all organized. And there's a large YouTuber named List25 that wants to do a special on my secret menu items. And and they have like 1.7 million subscribers. So them using all my footage to do a top 25 list of secret menu items is going to be like huge for my channel.
Good stuff, mate. All right, we'll come back to you very shortly. Ken, have a chat about you, what you do on your channel. And let's go to Steve. How's your week been, Steve?
Oh, it's been pretty good. Let me see. Next month, I'm going to be going to California for 3 days. My stepdaughter just made chief in the Navy. She's going to be advanced, so I'm going to be there for that. And my son is going to be joining in March of next year, so he's over there with his sister, so I get to see him again.
Nice one. Good on him. So, Andrew, let's have a chat to you a minute later. Have you been up to anything exciting at all, or you been working on anything, mate?
Oh, look, I'm working on at the moment.
Do you want to mention them review products we got in to you not long ago, the Sonos?
Yeah, we've
and
got
the...
a couple of reviews actually happening at the moment. I have one coming shortly for Foxtel Play, and that's more specifically around the Foxtel Play product, but also actually being used on the Xbox One device. And we also have a review coming for Crucial Hardware, and they make really great SSD hard drive devices, solid-state drive devices, and that's by a company called Micron. So that's a really good one coming up with a drive that I've been having a play around with, which is actually a lot better than I expected. So we'll certainly be having a chat around that, and I think we've got a couple others coming as well, one for Sonos speakers. So you're keeping me pretty busy over here, Brad.
Is that good, though? That's good though, isn't it? Being busy.
Yeah, very busy. So it's really good, and it's great to keep up, obviously, and keep continually reviewing new tech products as they come out, and keep ahead of what the best and so forth in the market.
So with the Sonos speakers you've been trying out, and the Bose, you actually did a review on the Bose speaker. Have you noticed any difference between one or the other?
It's a good question. I guess I really enjoyed the Bose because it was a portable unit. You could, throw it around with your MacBook and chuck it in the backpack and away you go. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Sonos is not as portable. The quality of sound is probably better through the Sonos. It is a bigger unit.
Yep.
By all means, there's two units. But they're quite different items, I guess, for what you would use them for. One is to chucking a backpack with your MacBook if you're going away.
Yep.
Whereas the other one sort of sits at your house and you just connect straight up through your phone and you can listen to anything you like rather than sort of traditional cabled audio units.
Yeah.
So both of them fantastic products, and I was quite impressed actually using the Sonos with just how for the money that you pay, for the price that it is, what a great sound and a great ease of use that product represents.
Yeah, so definitely.
Certainly going to be running through once I finalize the review and put some thoughts on through the show.
Definitely can't wait to hear from it. Also, we've got Kim is actually doing a review on a phone, Moto G phone, and also a watch from Garmin as well. That's coming up as well on the blog as well. So we'll get for them two reviews from Kim as well.
So there's lots happening.
Yes, indeed, mate. Yes, indeed. Belinda, have you checked out Sonos at all?
So Ken.
Okay, well, I was going to ask Blinder a question.
What's that? Sorry, Brad.
I was going to ask Blinder a question. Must be a delay in the audio.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, go for it.
I was going to ask Blinder, have you checked out Sonos before or any sort of wireless speakers before, or have you come across any good ones?
Sorry, I can't hear you. Just cut out then.
Really?
Yeah, there was a big pause.
Oh, okay. Have you checked out any speakers at all?
No, I haven't had a chance because it's been crazy trying to find a new job and everything like that. But I'll probably get some if I make some good money from this new job. So.
All right, cool. Sounds good.
Yeah, because I have extra money.
Yep, definitely.
So I'll probably get those Sonos ones seem good.
Yeah, they do. They're fantastic. Yeah, they work great.
Yeah, it sounds like a good brand as well.
They're a great brand. Yeah, Sonos has been good.
How much were they? Are they from JB? Or?
Yeah, I got mine from JB for $310. Andrew got two sent from Sonos to do a review, so you can actually buy it. You can get them in a pair. I'm not sure how much they would cost in a pair, but, you know, a couple hundred, $600 or something. But, yeah, you can just put one in the room, one in the lounge room, one in the bathroom, and, you know, whatever, yeah.
So they're small, they're not?
Yeah, they're small. Huge, great size, you know, just a good size.
Yeah,
great.
They're not a huge product at all, really.
No.
I guess, what, half the size of a toaster?
Yeah.
That's anything to go by.
Yeah, because it's annoying having a TV with surround sound, but I can't utilize it.
Exactly.
I just have speakers that are internal on the TV.
Because you can actually buy the Sonos Play Bar. It's like a long speaker. You know, that's about...
Yeah, there's a number of products that they have, actually. There's about four or five in the range.
Mm, there is. But, you know, we'll talk about that later. We've got Ken on today. Andrew, welcome, Ken, to the podcast, mate.
Thanks for having me on.
So tell us about your channel and what sort of food you've been reviewing lately, and tell us how it began at the beginning.
Ooh, my channel did not start off as a food channel.
Okay.
Back in 2006, everybody was still trying to figure out this whole YouTube thing, and some people figured it out pretty quickly. Other people, like me, thought you had to have a cameraman and sound guy and a script, and everything had to be kind of like a skit kind of thing. Whereas over time, people started realizing all you needed was an iPhone or just a single camera, and as long as you had the content there, then people were willing to listen. And then over time, all the different things that I tried, every once in a while, I'd drop a food review just to actually befriend a few people from Australia that don't get the same food that we have up in Canada. So when one of our big restaurants came out with a brand new sandwich, I thought I'd just do a review on it to show, you know, my friends from Australia what we're getting to eat up here in Canada. And, you know, then that would, you know, 3 or 4 months would go by, and then I'd do another one. And then people started kind of liking them and then asking me to do more reviews. And then it kind of took off because I just listened to my subscribers and you know, somebody would say, hey, do the Big Mac. And I'd be like, well, everybody knows what the Big Mac tastes like. But they say, yeah, we want to see you eat it. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Right. So then I do it. So, and then, of course, when you give somebody a shout out, then another person says, oh, you should go over here. And then you shout them out. And it just kind of kept snowballing from there. And now that's all I do on my big channel is food reviews. And lately I just did a Wendy's contest where the actual company Wendy's contacted me and gave me like $400 worth of gift cards to give to all my subscribers.
Wow.
So that video went up today.
Them cards won't work. Them cards won't work in Australia, will they? That's only giveaway.
No. Yeah. So it was United States Wendy's contacted me, sent me, like, we talked back and forth, and I said, you know, send me 20 gift cards, $10 each, and so she did. And when I got them, I realized, because there's a Wendy's Canada and a Wendy's United States, and they're kind of separate. They're the same restaurant,
right?
But they're run by two different companies, kind of thing, or two different headquarters. So the headquarters in the States contacted me. When I realized I got the package from the States, I'm like, oh, will these cards work in Canada? And she said, oh, no, they won't. And I said, well, can you send some cards? So she sent me another 20 $10 gift cards for Canada. So I just kind of made it a North America-wide thing just to try it, because I have no idea what's this going to cost me mailing out all these cards to everybody. So it's a little bit of a risk. Not risk. It's I don't know. I think it's going to work.
Yeah, definitely.
And of course, people like me doing challenges once in a while, although I fail most challenges because I'm not a competitive eater. So I love to try. What people don't get is when I try these, like the 100 chicken nuggets challenge, I'm trying it as a normal guy. I'm not a professional eater that can eat 100 nuggets in under 20 minutes like some of these guys can. So I had to like stop at 56 before I died. So just to show people what normal people can do, right? You know, and then when I go to the States, people really like my travel vlogs. And I just came back from Texas and New Orleans. and I got to do a whole bunch of different. I got to eat alligator for the very first time.
Oh, wow.
Oysters, char grilled oysters, and then there's another company, big company down there called Chick-fil-A, and I got to do that, and that was a pretty big launch.
How was the alligator?
So that's what I've been up to.
Good stuff, Ken. How was the alligator eating the alligator meat?
It was awesome. I you know, when the camera was shut off, I offered it to my wife. She didn't want to have anything to do with it. But it kind of tasted a cross between pork and chicken.
Okay. All right, good stuff.
But I guess you could just call it gator.
Gator. Okay, let's go to Jacob. Any questions, Jacob, for Ken?
Well, I have one.
Go ahead.
How did you like that driver calling you Ken's stomach?
Yeah.
That was a
test. So, yeah. Well, that's funny because I walked to the back side of the driver and my wife walked around the other side and she saw the guy holding the sign and it said Ken. I thought I had to go out to the parking lot to find my driver. And and then when I look at it, I'm like, Ken's stomach. How could they have screwed that up? And it was funny because we talked to other people and everybody got their name wrong.
Wow.
So, like anybody that was picked up from the airport for this event, the name was wrong. So the whatever company they hired, they obviously have some language issues.
Mm. Any more questions, Jacob?
I was going to say, how did you feel after that? Those 56 chicken tenders? Because I was watching your video, you were pretty bombed out.
Yeah, it killed me. I stayed awake, kind of milled about the house for a bit, drank a few glasses of water just to help loosen things up to get things moving. And then I went to bed, and I think I fell asleep for 4 hours. I shot that like about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, went to bed at probably like 6, and then woke up at 10 o'clock at night, watched a movie with my daughter, and then I went back to bed. And I slept through, and I did the second time I went back to bed, probably, which was like around 12 midnight. I kind of started feeling like I was going to throw up, but I didn't, which I don't know if it's a good thing to throw that up or a good thing just to keep it in and try to get it through you as fast as possible. But I'm glad I stopped where I did.
Death by chicken nugget.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I actually felt my heart beating in my chest.
Wow.
Because of because I think it was like 2,700 milligrams of sodium in the 56 nuggets.
Jeez. And you supposed to only have like 1,500
in a day, right?
Is there a recommended dosage of nuggets?
No.
Really I watched isn't. The nugget I think thing, the nugget thing the other day, and I guessed, before you did it, I guessed that you'd do 60. So I was pretty close.
That was your guess, was 60?
Yeah.
I could have kept going if it wasn't for the fact that my heart started racing, and when I said that out loud, my son, he's just protecting me. He said, yeah, Dad, just quit. And I'm like, yeah, I think you're right. And I just didn't want to die in front of my wife and two kids. So I would have been fine if I kept going, but I was pretty much done at 56. And then as soon as my son was like, yeah, Dad, just stop. That's when I just kind of like clicked in my head. Yeah, I'll stop. But I might have got to 60.
Think of the YouTube views. Think of the YouTube views you would have got.
If I actually completed, I'm not sure
if you decided to die on YouTube.
Oh, right.
It would have been a popular choice.
Yeah, right.
That's a quality view.
As long as you don't show blood on YouTube, you're good.
Yeah, exactly. But as long as you don't show blood or take off your t-shirt, then you're all sorted.
Yeah. So Reckless Eating did a video. Reckless Eating did a video where one of the guys earlier in the day had chicken wings, and then when they did one of their stupid videos where they eat something that makes them vomit, it looked like he vomited blood, and they were flagged by YouTube because you're not allowed to show blood in a video, so they had to contest that video to get it back up saying, well, it wasn't blood, but that goes to show you how quickly your video can be taken down. Like if you purposely cut yourself or something, and they take that kind of stuff down.
Jeez.
Or if you vomit,
I guess it's hard. They've got to have a one catch-all rule. Really, it's difficult to do it any other way. So, Ken, I know it's a generic question, but is there any particular favorite video that you've done? You've done so many fast food videos on there. Is there any particular favorite video and a particular favorite product that you've eaten?
Well, I really like the char grilled oysters. I liked the fact that the guy who was cooking it. A lot of people say, why do you eat in your car? And the number one reason is most restaurants will not let you videotape in their restaurant. Even if you approach them, I've approached restaurants and said, hey, I want to make a video. And they get all scared because they have no idea what you're going to say about their restaurant or your food. And if they let you sit in their restaurant and bash their food, then they could either get fired or the head office could do some damage to them. So I usually sit in my car because I have full control over my lighting, my sound, the environment, everything, right? So, but when you go into a restaurant, there's sometimes music playing, and you can't videotape in a restaurant when there's music playing. Some restaurants won't shut the music off, so you're stuck going out to your car, and that's why I eat in my car. Uh-huh. Some restaurants, like this oyster bar, didn't have any music playing, didn't care if I videotaped in there, and even the cook let me videotape him, and he was quite dramatic and entertaining to videotape while he was cooking my food, and so I shot that. So that was one of a really neat, and that was in New Orleans, so it kind of gave it a nice extra edge. So that's probably one of my favorites of recent, anyway.
Very cool. Have you ever had people give you a hard time for, you know, eating all this, you know, fast food and so forth on YouTube? And is this sort of the fast food side of things? Is this just sort of a bit of fun and a bit of a prank? I mean, you still have your veggies and you know, steak and potato at home.
I eat as normal as I can at home, and I drink lots of water. I eat like an apple and a pear almost every day for my snack. I'm not eating junk food every single day. People think because you have all these videos that that's all I do, right? Which is not the case. And do a lot of cycling, and of course people say, well, cycling doesn't help cholesterol, and it's just like, well, what do you want me to do, not cycle? So I do get lots of flack from haters and people who think they're nutritionalists, and you know, probably one of the biggest comments I get on there is just the word diabetes and send, you know. And so, but like I said, I just, you know, I eat some of these things. I actually don't eat all of it. Most of them I do, because if I don't eat it, then people are used to me eating the whole thing and showing the empty whatever. But I could fake it. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody know if I, like, I don't have to eat all the fries, which sometimes I don't. I just, you know, I bring the fries up into camera view and I eat. And it's, of course, it's all done through fast motion when I'm doing that. And then I just put the fries down before I'm even done them. And it looks like I ate all of them. So sometimes
then
I
don't check eat them all the food. Floor.
No, I actually bring him home, and the dog always gets one fry because he can smell it on me when I come in the house. And then my son usually finishes off anything I don't eat. He's 15, so he can eat anything.
Definitely. Let's go to Belinda. Any questions, Belinda?
Yeah, Ken, I was just going to ask you, what is the worst thing you've had to eat?
Deep-fried pickles. As a food review, deep-fried pickles. As a... what was it? A challenge was beef bile. You guys know what beef bile is?
Wow.
What does it taste
basically
like?
Cow vomit. Just,
yeah, you're on your own with that.
Like fatty, or?
The challenge is to drink either an ounce or 4 ounces or as much as you can. And it's like drinking somebody's vomit. So it smells like vomit. It tastes like vomit. If you don't breathe through your nose, you can kind of handle it, but it actually, because it's acid, it actually starts to burn your throat, and you're all the way down your throat. It burns for some, this particular time I did it at VidCon, it burned probably for about a day and a half in my throat. Wow. So that's probably the most disgusting thing I've done.
And but also, I was going to ask. Yeah, definitely. I was also going to ask about your background and what made you decide to start doing YouTube videos.
I worked for a school board up in here in Canada called or in Ontario called the York Region District School Board, and I was basically a video producer for them. Then they dramatically changed my job into a glorified PowerPoint presentation, which, you know, I love camera work and sound and lighting. And when you take me out of that environment and stick me into an office doing PowerPoint stuff, that is most awful thing to do for somebody else. Probably doing it for yourself is fine, but doing it for somebody else is even more brutal. I started stressing out big time, and my wife who was a home mom while I was working. And, you know, our kids grew up and she got a full-time job. As soon as she got a full-time job, I said, I'm out of there. And at that time, I was not popular on YouTube, but I knew the potential that could possibly be there. And basically, when I left the school board, I started trying to get my production company going so I could videotape, you know, keynote speakers and shoot stuff for people's websites. That's kind of where my business was supposed to be going. But then YouTube took off and I haven't looked back.
So you make YouTube money out of YouTube.
Yeah, I pretty much make my full-time living off YouTube. I do have extra things that I do on the side, which is kind of my fun money. The things I do on the side lets us do a whole bunch of other things that we probably wouldn't be able to do. But between my wife and I, we could live off what I'm making on YouTube right now.
Wow, that's
if she wouldn't have to work.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead. Last question I had was the hardest food challenge you've had to do on YouTube.
Oh, the hardest one. I actually have all like a whole bunch of thumbnails in front of me just so I can like quickly grab things just because trying to remember everything that I've done. I think it was you guys know what poutine is, right?
Yep.
Have you guys have heard of poutine?
Yeah, I've seen it's basically a few videos.
Yeah, yeah. French fries, cheese curds, and gravy. There's a place up here called Smoked Poutinery, and they have a thing called the Slaughterhouse. So it's basically probably the 2.5 to 3 pounds worth of French fries, cheese curds, gravy, and then they put 6 meat toppings on top of it. So it's you know, ground beef, I think sausage. I can't remember all. I think it was actually chopped steak, you know, bacon, all these different toppings on top. And it probably took me about 30 minutes probably to eat it. And then I was very close to being sick, which is probably the most food I think I've ever eaten. I keep trying to test myself just to see how much food I could possibly eat in a sitting. But it always depends on what day it is and what you ate yesterday. And because like 56 nuggets, that was only 2,700 calories worth of food. Whereas I guess a year before that, I did the Wendy's value meal challenge, and that was 3,600 calories worth of food. And I managed to eat that without throwing up too. So I'm thinking that the Slaughterhouse was probably the hardest to get down and then hold down for like an hour afterwards. Cause I had to walk outside for like an hour while my wife and son went in to go shopping. I had to stand outside just in case I was sick. It was a lot of food.
Wow. Actually, I got a question.
Hey, Ken, have you ever thought of... Oh, sorry, you go first, Steve.
You know, hearing about all these challenges, have you ever done the cinnamon challenge?
Yes. My son and I did the cinnamon challenge and failed badly.
Yeah.
So basically, the secret is to, just before you put it in your mouth, take like a huge, deep breath, then put it in your mouth, and then try to build up the saliva as much as possible. Like the whole idea behind the whole failure part of the challenge is the fact that cinnamon like instantly dries out your mouth, like absorbs all the moisture out of your mouth, and you can't swallow it. So if you attempt to swallow it, you're actually pouring powder down your throat, which then sticks to everything down your throat and makes you cough, gag, throw up, whatever. But my son, like instantly, as soon as he put it in, I guess he didn't, I tried really hard. I don't think he had any strategy at all. He just put it in his mouth and like he instantly started choking. I held it in for a little bit longer and then I had to spit it out in the sink. And then I started to choke to the point of like gagging, like I was going to throw up, but I didn't. And my eyes were watering. But I've seen people eat the whole bottle. So like pour it onto a spoon, eat the spoon, pour more on the spoon, eat the spoon, and not gag or throw up.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah,
that's really, really hard to get.
Have you thought about going from sort of fast food to other restaurants as well? So yeah. I know that the fast food gives you the flexibility to eat in your car, as you said, but have you thought about trying to move it into sort of your mainstream, you know, your local restaurant where you can get a steak or you can get, you know, something a bit different?
100%. I always have to get permission. I attempted to reach out to quite a few restaurants, and if it's a big restaurant chain, you go into a restaurant and ask permission. They have to then go talk to the headquarters. Then it has to go to whoever makes those decisions. And then 99% of the time comes back, no. So and either now, maybe that was because I used to ask when I was a smaller channel. Maybe now that I'm more popular and I've got almost 250,000 subscribers, that possibly a restaurant might say, hey, Ken, we would love you to come in and eat our steak at our really nice restaurant. The thing is, Americans and Canadians and people from Europe and even Australia aren't searching those foods. They're only searching the crazy, stupid-ass burgers and McDonald's and the restaurants that, you know, you guys don't get. Australians are searching for on my channel for whatever reason, because you guys don't get that kind of food. One of the biggest comments I get too is, you guys get such a variety of food up there. And it's like, well, yeah, we do. And then, but if you look at the top, if you go to my channel, click on videos and then click on most viewed, like almost all the videos are big, dumb, stupid burgers, or big food, all from the big chains and secret menu items. So those are all the things that make me my money. If I all of a sudden stopped doing that and started doing restaurants, well, like when I went to New Orleans, you know, I did the Oyster Bar, and that's a nice place to go to. What else did I do? Well, the Gator Bites wasn't really a fast food place, but it wasn't nice sit down restaurant. I have gone into some restaurants. I've attempted to do that, but they just don't get the views. Not that it's all about the views. And it's funny, like I get a comment saying, you know, why do you eat in your car all the time? When I go and sit in a restaurant and I eat in a restaurant, people's argument then is, oh, of course you're going to like it because they let you eat in their restaurant. So I can't win. There's nothing you can do to win in this game of food reviews. So I have tried it. I'd love to move on to that. People like on my vlog channel, they like it when I do my travel stuff. So I'd love to combine my travel vlogs with my food reviews. So I would go to, let's say, Melbourne or Sydney and, you know, do like a little week tour there. And every day I eat at a different restaurant. So that would be really cool. And I think people would really enjoy that. But again, you have to every once in a while throw in a really big challenge burger or something, because that's what people want to see you do that.
This is your full-time job, so, you know, if people want the big stupid challenge burger or the McDonald's or the Wendy's burger challenge, that's what pays the bills, right? So as you said, if you go to some nice uptown little restaurant, the reality is the only people who know about that restaurant are the people who live in that city, who live in that area, whereas people are Googling, you know, YouTube searching McDonald's burger all the time.
Right. And then there's this other weird thing where I did like a burrito month where I ate all these different burrito places, and one of the places was called Fat Bastard Burrito, and it's just a small chain only in Toronto, but it's got so many views because of the name. So because the name of the restaurant is called Fat Bastard Burrito, it got a lot of views through me eating at a place called Fat Bastard Burrito. So let's say I came to Sydney, Australia, and I ate at a one-off restaurant that was named, or Jeff from Gojo Media ate at a place called, I think it was called something, it's like a woman's, like big ass burgers or something. And it's like the picture of the restaurant, or I guess their logo is like a woman's butt, I guess, and there's a burger in front of her or something, I don't know. So like if I ate there, it would get a lot of views because of the nature of the name of the restaurant and me eating there. So those kinds of things would work. But if I ate at, you know, Big Al's Steak Emporium in Sydney, it might get some views, but it wouldn't get as many as a place that's called, you know, Fat Guy's Burger, you know, whatever. If it has a cool, exciting name, then I usually sometimes it intrigues me to go there. Because
So Ken, got a question for you. Who is your favorite Australian YouTube person at the moment, right?
Sorry, favorite cut out there.
Oh, sorry. Who's your favorite food reviewer in Australia at the moment?
I guess it's Jeff, and then Cheeky Chicken. And there was one lady I met in at VidCon, and I off the top of my head, I can't remember. I think she's from Sydney.
Okay.
I think there's yeah. And I forget her name off the top of my head, but I got a picture of her.
So what do you think?
I got a selfie with her when I was there.
Okay, cool, mate. What do you think of Jeff's video channel, Gojo Media? What do you think of what he does?
He does a great job. We Skyped last night about Periscope. He was curious how to use Periscope with his YouTube. And so we had like an hour-long Skype, and we talked about his channel. And I said, because he's frustrated at the fact that he's in Australia, he's not being pushed into search categories.
Mm.
So when somebody's typing in McDonald's food, all the North American stuff comes up first, and his is way down the list. So people aren't clicking on his videos because they don't even get a chance to see them. But I told him, as I was talking to him, I said, you know what, Jeff, I could see you, you know, doing little adventure trips like I described already, where he goes to some town and, you know, eats at some higher class restaurants. And because he understands production value, and he could probably, instead of doing the fast food stuff, maybe because possibly it's not working for him. Although he finally did something crazy today and put up the Monster Mac video.
So I've seen that, yeah.
If he gets a lot of hits on it, then guess what? It's all about the secret menu items for him too.
Mm, definitely. Andrew, what about you, Andrew? Do you eat a lot of takeaway food, mate, or McDonald's, that sort of stuff?
Look, not really. I mean, I probably eat a meal like that maybe once every second week, maybe every week, but probably more like every second week. I'll have a burger and chips sort of thing. Like my wife is at home, so we cook dinner every night. I take my lunch to work, you know, most days. But you know, sometimes I'll go out if I feel like a big dirty burger and chips and things like that. So I think I used to know someone who actually owned I think three McDonald's stores, and I once said to him, you know, you're selling this stuff. Do you see the same people come in? He said, yeah. He says, every day I see the same people constantly. Like, some people would eat there three times a day. And he says, it's not clever.
He always
called it novelty food. He said, it's novelty food. He said, if you want to go for a big burger, great, go for a big burger. You know, everyone likes a cheeseburger now and then. But he said, if you're having this stuff more than a couple times a week, he said, you know, you're kind of kidding yourself. It's great. It's good. It's tasty. And it's a convenience factor as well. But, you know, even as a McDonald's store owner, he said there's no way he'd have his kids eating it every single day. And that's why I sort of asked you the same question, you know, before, Ken. And it's good to see that as much as you're doing this, you understand exactly, you know, what it is. And it's great. And it's a YouTube channel. And hopefully a lot of the viewers understand. It's disappointing to see some people jump on there with their diabetes comments and these sorts of things. But, you know, it's 2015. We know that we can get away with moderation. We can have a burger and a chips, and it's great, and it tastes great. But, you know, it's something you do every now and then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. You're right there, Andrew. Any more questions, Jacob or Belinda or Steve? Because we need to wrap up very soon. So, Andrew, any more questions, man?
No, I'm just looking forward to seeing what comes next. I guess the only final question I'd have is, Ken, would you consider coming out, you know, bringing the family to Australia to maybe check out some of our burgers and things here with a bit of beetroot?
100%.
Yeah, definitely.
Everybody wants me to go to their city or country right now, and whenever I do a Periscope, everybody's saying, oh, you know, come to Delaware or come to Florida or come to Europe or come to Australia, and they're all on my list of things to do. It's just trying to find the time and the money to do them.
Yeah, exactly. So, Blaine, any more questions for Ken?
I was just going to make a comment. I was saying Ken would probably like Big Boy Barbecue.
Melbourne.
It's like a burger place that does American-style burgers.
Yes, great.
Right. And chips and stuff. Yeah, yeah.
I could see the comments now. I could see the comments now from the Americans. That's not real.
That's fake.
Which would be great. Yeah, whenever I do anything controversial on my channel, whether I eat, you know, a food from a country, I did a snack review that somebody sent me from Israel, and when I put up the thumbnail, I put the Israeli flag and a picture of my face and the food, and it My mother even emailed me, texted me saying, what are you trying to do, start World War III? Because the comments were off the chart, like the racial stuff that happened. People from Israel were emailing me privately, begging me to take the video down. And it was just me eating their chips and saying I like them. So controversial stuff sometimes really works. Although that one created a lot of racial tension on my channel. And then when I ate halal, I'm not sure if you know what halal is, but it's like a Muslim prepared meat.
Yeah, it's
been and I did there. That when I was in New York City, and that caused a huge controversial problem on my channel too. Because it's just the way they slaughter their animal, which is a bit different than the way the Canadians and Americans and probably Australians slaughter their animals. And just because it's different, people get all weirded out by it.
Yeah, definitely.
So if I ate something that has some type of an American thing to it in Australia, the Americans would go crazy over it. Which would be good for my channel.
Yeah, you get lots
of food. It's kind of like the way you guys eat at the Outback Steakhouse in America, which has absolutely nothing to do with Australia.
Exactly. In Canada, we have a huge chain right across Canada called Boston Pizza, and it does not exist in the States. We also have a chain of French fry places called New York Fries, and they don't exist in New York at all. So Canadians like to use American words in their restaurants sometimes to draw people in.
Hmm. All right, Steve, any more questions, mate, before we go?
Oh, not really. But I didn't want to mention we do got a place here where I live called Bad Brad's Barbecue.
Oh, cool. Really?
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
See, that we got some hits.
Out of that.
That is a cool name. The name, definitely. Good name. Okay, Ken, any more questions before we go, guys? Ken, where can they get hold of you if they want to ask you any more questions, mate?
They can get a hold of me at my channel, which is youtube.com/user/KBD Productions TV.
Good stuff.
Or you
mate.
Can just type in Ken Food Review and you would find me.
All right. Thanks for being on, Ken. Appreciate your time, mate.
Thanks for having me on.
Hope you enjoyed being on here. Andrew, thanks for being on, mate. Where can they get hold of you if they got any want to ask you any more questions? Maybe not. Let's go to Belinda. What about you, Belinda?
Yeah, it was a fantastic show. You can get me at BDemi on Twitter. And I've also got a YouTube channel, which I've just started, and it's Belinda's Vlogs.
All right. Good stuff, Belinda.
Sorry, Brad, I was on mute for a sec there, buddy. You can get me on Facebook or Twitter as Cunning Drew. And again, jump on YouTube, and it's KBD Productions TV if you want to check out some things on there.
That's it. You can get me on Twitter at Brad Oz and a Tech Webcast. Jacob Jones, what about you, mate?
You can follow me at jazzbot32669 1z.
All right, enjoy the week, mate. Enjoy the time of the podcast. Let's go to Steve. What about you, mate?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun, especially with our guest. And you can find me on Twitter as chatterbox_live.
All right, Jacob, what's the final verdict of the show, mate?
We all have lost the game.
You have lost the game.
Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. 'Cause technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech Webcast. Ha! Ha! Tech Webcast. Big ups to Andrew, to Brad, Jody, Steve, and Jennifer! Boom!